Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mac Show. Yeah, we're here. It's Thursday. If you're sitting here and it's a blank screen, then that's because it's Friday and you've forgotten that we changed the dates. I did say at the end of the show last week. And I did promise a coronavirus-free show. Now, we are not going to do stories on that, but there may be passing references to it, but it will only be passing references because we are firmly through with it. People changing their entertainment. Like when, so now, me and Muller love Mystery Hour, right? And it's a dial-in thing where you ask questions and it's light and it's fuzzy and it's furry and it's fun. And they cancelled it today because they said that it was didn't feel appropriate. It's never more appropriate. In the middle of the war, they didn't shut the music halls. Mm-hmm. So we are not shutting down. We are not stopping taking the piss out of people, least of all Apple, and joining to help me in that quest to take the piss out of Apple's new product line at the much chagrin of Patrick in the Slack room. Brett Terpstra, where the bloody hell have you been, boy?
Oh, happily self-isolating.
Yeah, that's normal, as you said.
Yes, for all of a sudden, the way I live is cool. People are asking me for advice.
Yeah, how do you while away the hours? Where it's all the tech in the background, all the music equipment, all the yoga. There is nothing else to do. How have you been, old boy?
Asymptomatic.
Good lad, and we're keeping it that way. That's nice. In isolation in the wilds of
Minnesota.
I mean, I wanted to say Montana then, but I knew you were in Montana, so I knew it began with an M though. Sorry, man. Good to have you back, mate. Long time since we've had you and your opinion on, and we've missed.
Yeah, sorry, I've missed a few.
No, it's all right, mate. It's something. Well, the thing is, as well, that bloody Jeff has cocked up the time thing after cocking it up last week and then finally making it. He's forgotten it again, and now he can't make it. So he's in for big, but he's missed out for this one. So, Jeff, you're lightweight. Next to him, with furnishings, soft furnishings in the background, Patrice. Well done, mate. Well done.
Finally put up my flag. I hope it doesn't fall down.
Mind you, the place is that flag's
been. No, Joe didn't put it up.
Sorry, Brett hasn't spoken. We got so the sign that's behind Callum regularly falls down because Joe put it up. So,
okay.
The places that flag's been, mate.
Yeah, has been in three different countries now.
This year?
No, not this year. Last couple of years.
Yeah.
Bought it in Germany, took it to the US, and took it back to Austria.
Are you well?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I mean, going a little stir crazy. Since I'm basically not leaving the house much other than for a walk every now and then.
We need to fix all the caricatures on the site because we've got a load of caricatures uploaded that we haven't done anything with and applied them to. And we need to get Callum's caricature done.
And yeah, Brett's we should do that.
Done. So we need to get those sorted and get that up. There's a job for the BTN to get going. Yeah. And you should do a podcast, mate.
I have actually plans for a podcast. I just haven't done it yet.
Throw one up on the BTN network, mate. The Rage show needs to come back. That'll be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick says he's watching and he's preparing himself to be wound up by our opinions of the new Apple lineup. Thank you.
We're still waiting for the Windows show, right?
Oh, yeah. The Windows show that Atlee's doing, not from his new place. He started off with that and it's bloody huge. It's a massive location and it's down to about eight rooms now that are pokey little holes. So...
Mm-hmm.
Well, it probably isn't actually. And last but by no means least, Callum joining us from a currently open IMN Max.
Oh, we will be open. It's just if our office will be. Don't worry about that.
Get all your stuff and bring it down here. I charge very little rental. I might deliberately break some of it so you can pay me in rent with that. There you go.
All right.
Yeah. Apart from that, though, has everything been well up there? Are the boys well?
Everyone's really well. We've been really busy, actually, because all the Apple stores are closed. So, got nowhere else to come to but us.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we've actually been
You must
busy,
not so. Close.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, we will see anyway. We'll do our best, but it may well be taken out of our hands, unfortunately.
Now's the time to fill your boots, buddy.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Doc might have joined us, but hasn't. So he's like 4 weeks now where he said yes. He's ticked it and said he's coming, but he's got the time wrong. You watch, he's got the time wrong.
Probably, yeah.
The week in Apple. Well, we can't really go far without starting about the new stuff. Someone says hissy audio, all good here. So, oh, we're all right. Okay, we had a bit of a collapse. Never mind. So start off with then 2019 MacBook Air models discounted by $300, starting at $899 for the 128. Discuss.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. It's good for Apple. I mean, the MacBook Air is, I think, the most popular, probably the most popular mobile Mac.
Well,
probably the most popular Mac, period, at this point. So, yeah.
And probably likely to be the next deletion from the line as well, given the iPad Pro.
We've been thinking that for years, and they just basically brought it back last year.
So I mean, they just refreshed the Mini. I think they're sticking with the classics right now.
Yeah, so? Exactly. I think it's going to stick around for a long time.
Yeah, there's certainly a big push on the iPad Pro front. Old Craig Ferengi's got a video which I still can't watch at the minute, but we've got a good reduction in the old kit. So if you wanted to go up and you couldn't afford the new stuff, then that stuff will be great. But we have got new stuff coming up. I don't know why I've got a story here on refurbished MacBooks. That's not it. Where the bloody hell's that come from?
Yeah, but they were the 2016 MacBook Pros are also. I don't know whether they're still available, but there were some recently in the refurbished store.
Yeah, there was a few. And there was a, what do you call it? There was a refresh as well, or there was a refurb one on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't I had a great story lined up and now I've cocked it up. Jesus, I'm amazing. I'm amazing. We've got new kit. So that's the thing to go. Let's start with the iPad Pro. First thing is the iPad Pro. Big upgrade here. Two full cameras on the back that looks very like the iPhone 11, and the distance sensing for augmented reality. They're really going hard on that.
Yeah, and it's actually a LiDAR, which is really crazy. Like if you think about that, it's kind of funny because I don't know with whom I was talking about that recently. There was this rumor floating around that Apple might do it and that it might come to the iPhones. And someone suggested, hey, maybe they'll do it in the iPads first so developers can get their hands on it and can test it. And then later on, it comes into the iPhones. And that seems to be very much happening, which is surprising. Like, it's rare that Apple adds completely new hardware and new APIs to just the... let's call it lower tier or like lower volume products first. Usually the iPhone gets everything first and then it trickles down.
But the big advertising push on this model is it's your new computer.
Mm-hmm.
They're really hammering home this idea that it's the only thing you're going to need.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the other surprise, I didn't think it would happen is the trackpad thing. So
yeah.
Well, now, so is the trackpad thing any trackpad, or is it only that magic keyboard?
I think it's any Bluetooth trackpad.
Yes, it works. I haven't tried it yet, but it seems to work with the magic trackpad. Somewhere on Twitter, someone mentioned that.
And that would mean then that it works with third-party trackpads as well as?
Yeah, the Logitech just released a new case, and it also has a trackpad, and it also works.
Has anyone tried it with a mouse yet?
I think someone did in the past anyway. I think that was already working in the...
But it has multi-touch gestures on the trackpad, right?
Yes, that works.
So in theory, the Magic Mouse should work.
Not mouse friendly.
Well, no, because you've got multi-gestures on the Magic Mouse as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Limited, but yeah.
Yeah, as far as I've understood, mouse in itself works, but you don't get multi-touch, obviously.
No. Well, mouse would be good. I mean, the thing is, I did a kind of, not a thought experiment because I'm not that intelligent, but I kind of thought to myself, right, let's say that they keep ramming more and more power into an iPad Pro. Would I be carrying that around instead of a laptop? Yeah, I could. With a mouse, so I could do a bit of editing on it, and they'd have to change the interface, and they'd have to have Final Cut on it rather than just iMovie. But yeah, I could see myself using that. And then if I thought to myself, right, supposing they take, you know, the power of my current Mac Pro, which is good for video editing, and they ram it into an iPad, and maybe it might be close to that already, I don't know. But would I carry that around, and would I replace my trashcan Mac for an iPad that just went everywhere with me? And I'm like, yeah, actually, that doesn't sound horrific. It, as long as it's got external support. And the thing that was interesting as well was that the new Mac Mini drives the 6K screens.
Mm-hmm.
So they're obviously thinking about beefing up graphics in a few of the formats. So would you sacrifice your desktop, whatever format that is, whether it's a Mac Mini or an iMac or a Mac Pro, for a single iPad that would then drive an external monitor?
Yeah, I think you would, and I think that's honestly the way it's going. I think, you know, I've just got it open here, as you said, the statement, your next computer is not a computer. I really didn't think they'd use that kind of rhetoric with it, because, you know, especially having released the new Air as well, which for me, looking at the specs, is almost a competitor to it. It's kind of really surprised me they've gone down this route. But really interesting.
Honestly, I don't even ask that question. Like, it's not about the form factor. Like, I mean, I carry around a MacBook Pro right now, or other people carry around their MacBook Airs. It's not that, like, just from a purely form factor case, it's not that different to an iPad. So as long as it can do the things you want to do, of course you would carry it around, just like you're carrying around your whatever, like your MacBook Pro, your MacBook Air, your MacBook, whatever you have. It's about the software side, and I think there the answer is still mixed. It depends on, like, what you're doing.
Mm. Now, we did get an absolute solid no from the Turkster. So fill us in. What's the big thing there?
Well, so my primary job is developer, and writing code for Mac and iOS on iOS is not feasible. So for me personally, it's nobody cares. But for me personally, you can't replace a laptop or a desktop machine. In the world of podcasting, unless they're planning to add additional audio interfaces, you still can't record two different channels of audio, or like an incoming and outgoing audio. Like, there are all these things that I feel affect a large portion of the user base that iOS only presents a dumbed down version of. And I think iOS is great and for what it does, but I shudder at the thought of it replacing my desktop.
But that's a not yet. I mean, it would theoretically be possible to develop.
But at that point, isn't it just another MacBook? Why do we have to make iOS into Mac OS? If we're just going to recreate MacBook, don't we already have that?
Well, they've been talking about a convergence of the OS for a very long time. I mean, the last time
I know, and that upsets me as well.
So I'm kind of on the fence there as well. I mean, yeah, absolutely. At that point, it kind of is, for intents and purposes, a MacBook, and we already have that. I think the big difference is that it is more flexible, because you can take, I mean, what you can't do with your MacBook right now is take the keyboard away and just go sit somewhere and use the touchscreen. You cannot do that with a MacBook. You can do that with an iPad. It has the extra flexibility of being able to attach a keyboard or attach a mouse or all of that, and also take it away and use it with touch and without touch. And I think that could be enticing for, like, in the future. But I'm absolutely with you. Like, right now, the software side is absolutely missing, at least for me and for you.
My solution to that, and one I would think Apple would be happy with, is owning a MacBook and an iPad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're never going to complain at that, are they?
No. I think as well, though, I'll look at the kind of, you know, for me, as I said before, it kind of sits fairly close to a MacBook Air. And when I kind of look at people who own MacBook Airs who come in the shop and need them fixed. The things they use them for aren't kind of podcasting and more kind of high level use. It is more, I need to be out and about. I need to have access to my emails. I need to be able to use Word documents and have a long battery life. And I think an iPad can do that now. I think it's been able to do that for a long time, but this trackpad, mm-hmm. I think, makes it really, really appeal to people more.
Yes. But, yeah. Especially since if you're writing a lot on the iPad, the like touch input is really annoying. Like marking things and moving around and all of that is super annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is definitely a massive improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I find the I don't like the on-screen keyboard at all. So if I use my mm-hmm. iPad on the road, I've either got to use it with the stylus, which I love. Love mm-hmm. writing handwritten notes in Notes Plus. Or I've got to carry the keyboard around with me. And I love the little Logitech keyboard that plugs in. I've still got a version 1, the original iPad Pro. It flies. It's still brilliant. It's sat here in front of me watching movies on it and stuff like that. I haven't used the resource that it's got within it already. So a new one is well beyond my power ranges.
Same.
But once you pull up that screen keyboard, I hate it. If I have to use that screen keyboard, because you just lose half of everything you see, and it's not so bad in portrait, but in landscape, it's horrific. Absolutely horrific.
I have less of an issue with that. I mean, it's fine on the iPhone as well. Like, we use that every day. I just think, given the size, it's simply not as good. Like, on the iPhone, it's small enough that you can do it one-handed, or at least, like, or even two-handed. On the iPad, it's too big for that.
Couple of comments. I can't read the person's name out, but they know the supplier of the LiDAR unit, and they said it is incredibly cool 3D imaging of environments. Mm-hmm. Magic Man says he's not getting any sound, but that's him. Joe says, are they not more likely to go to macOS across all platforms rather than corrupting it to iOS? That's a good point. Batwin says, can anyone see themselves using LiDAR on the iPad Pro? You won't get a choice. It'll be in all of the augmented reality that you use, Batwin. So it'll be functional no matter what you do.
And I mean, you're not using it yourself. Like, it is a API that improves the AR stuff and that developers can benefit from. There's a new, I can't remember what it was called, something kit, another kit that developers can use now.
Yeah. Bob says, isn't it funny to see Apple turning the iPad into a Surface Pro?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that was kind of expected.
I was expecting Patrice to go a bit vertical there.
No. I mean, I'm not a fan of Microsoft. I'm not a fan of Windows. But from people that like Microsoft products and that use Surfaces, it is a good product. And, like, yeah.
See, so now, why not? I had to buy a Lenovo to run my laser etcher here. And I don't hate Windows 10. It pisses me off intently, but it only pisses me off because I can't frigging find anything. I expect, like, settings to be in one thing and it's not. It's somewhere else. But that's because I'm Mac-oriented. And if you're trying to go from Mac to Windows and back again, I can believe you'll hate the experience, but it's not Windows' fault anymore. I think Windows 10 is an excellent, excellent OS. Really, really good. I just can't find anything in it. I can't find anything in it. That's the only problem.
Yeah. My opinion about Windows is a little bit different, simply based on what I see. I mean, it's a developer view, so what I see at the office, where we use mostly Windows. I mean, I'm lucky I get to use a Mac, but most people use Windows, and it is not as good in that area.
I've got boot camp on my MacBook because I have to use certain data recovery tools that are only on Windows, and I know what you mean. It is very difficult when you're sitting there using Mac OS all day to go to Windows 10, but it's by no means bad. It's just difficult to switch all the time.
I liken it to when I did some work in Germany, and I went out and I was working for Siemens, went out to their place in Konstanz to shoot some stuff, and I'm sat there in front of a keyboard because I had a Siemens login at the time to their corporate account systems and stuff, and I'm sitting there with a German keyboard and I can use it just fine. I can type my emails in English just fine, but because I'm QWERTY oriented and I can type pretty quickly, I can do 60 to 80 words a minute, and the stick in the ruddy Z where the T is, and you're just like, oh, give over. But that's the exact way that Windows is for me. I can get past, I can type my emails just fine. It's just not smooth because they put the bloody Z where the T should be. That's it. That's Windows 10. Windows 10 is perfectly fine, says Bob Beach. Batwinch says, does anyone have an idea why Colloquy's not Colo Guy? Maybe she's got a different thing there.
I'm having the same problem.
It's a bug in Colloquy.
Yeah, it's an issue with Catalina. It stopped in Catalina. And it doesn't.
I only use Colloquy for you guys. So,
oh man,
it's been a while.
Thank you. Apparently, Textual doesn't do it, but I'm just not paying for Textual.
Mm-hmm.
When all I've got to do is roll a mouse wheel and it'll go up, and I can ignore all the people in the room anyway. So. yeah, that's all the comments, mate. Joe said, don't forget you can get refurbished Macs at IMN Max. Of course. It's not what I was suggesting. And in fact, you can't get it from Apple at the moment because they're all bloody closed. So you've got to go to IMN Max. And then there was another comment, but I can't find it now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but coming back to the new Mac Minis, it's, it is a good upgrade. Like, you get a lot of machine for not much money. I mean, yeah. In Apple terms, not much money.
So what have they boosted the graphics much in it though?
From what I haven't checked the specs 100%, but from what I've seen, yes. So CPU, I think you get more storage for the same price, and you get better graphics.
What's the price point again?
Was it $12.99 starting point?
No, $7.99.
Yeah. $7.99. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, the first one's $7.99. It's a definite improvement. $7.99 configuration is 256 gig of PCIe based SSD storage. The 1099 one features 512 of storage. A standard. All Mac Mini models use solid state storage with up to 2 terabytes of storage available on the pre-order purchases. New configurations are live on Apple's website and currently ship on a 1 business day basis, but it's currently unavailable for pickup. I can see my next Mac Pro being a Mac Mini, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, it's. I mean, I've got a 6-core machine here, and this is 3 gigahertz 6-core in the $1,099 one. So my £6,000 machine that's over there is the same as the £1,000 machine I can see on my screen at the moment, all bar a little bit low on the on the graphics stuff. But I'm just trying to see if the graphics stuff. So you can go to 3.26 gig i7. I got 64 gig of RAM in my Mac Pro, which I put in myself afterwards. I would want at least 1 terabyte of storage. The gigabit Ethernet connectors, fine. I don't need a 10 gig one.
Yeah. So the graphics card is still an Intel graphics card.
Yeah, that's the only downside for me, then, the internal 630.
But, I mean, honestly, if you want that, eGPU is the way to go. Just get it's sitting on your desk anyway. It's a little box, an extra box on top of it. That's it. Like, it's not massive.
It's not bigger than your dustbin at the moment.
Yeah, you can get that, I think, starting around $400 or something, $499, something like that.
Oh, right, okay.
For a decent AMD, I think, AMD chip.
And that'll give you some serious zing.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know some people that do video, editing and stuff like that, and they just went with a Mac Mini and with an eGPU, and they're fine.
And now, Callum, you were saying that my Mac Minis that I've got here have got twin drive ports.
So they have the spaces for them. So, but basically, so back in the day, the only difference between an ordinary Mac Mini and a Mac Mini server was the fact one came with 2 drives and one didn't. As far as I know, up to the 2014 model, still kept that space in there, so you could potentially put 2 drives in. You'd have to buy a new cable for it, but that's an easy thing to do. You could potentially put 2 drives in. I'm not sure of the configuration of these new ones, if it's got it will have some sort of blade SSD, but I don't know the sort of wood or anything like that. But I must say, personally, I'm very tempted by the Mac Mini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Might have to save some money, but like save up for it. But I'm definitely going to get a Mac Mini.
There's an interesting one though. There's like a black keyboard and black mouse.
Looks like it, yeah.
Is that? Oh, oh. Or is that just the lighting?
No, I would say so.
Oh, that's dead interesting.
It's the lighting. Look at the keyboard itself. The things that aren't keys. That's brushed aluminum, isn't it? Or like space gray.
Well, yeah, but there isn't a space gray.
Usually the keys are white.
Yeah, there isn't a space gray keyboard all the way through. I don't think. So hang on, let's go back again. Let's do this in pounds because it's probably about £2 million by the time I finish, given the current exchange rate. Now, with the current one, is it only hardwired storage though, Callum, or is the new one it got SSD drive?
SATA? I'm not sure. I'll have a look. Pull you bear with me.
And Joe says it comes with a space gray mouse and keyboard.
It does come with space gray mouse and keyboard. There we go.
It's
worth $2,500 just for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, if I've specced everything out maximum, apart from let's stuff it. Let's put the SSD on as well. So it's $3,000, including the 2 terabyte SSD, and with an external GPU, that'll absolutely fly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to look at the GPU speed on my Mac Pro rather. Ooh. I haven't done it about this Mac for about 10 years. display storage.
Did you know when you drop down the Apple menu, if you hold down option about this Mac turns directly into system information? I just accidentally discovered that.
AMD Fire Pro D700 6 gig of RAM graphics card in mind, so. Yeah, quite a significant drop there. So what, you press the Apple symbol while holding down Alt?
Yeah, as soon as the menu's open, just press Option, Alt, whatever. And
it goes system information. Oh, my life. I'm going to have no, because that's... How many other menus is that going to do that on?
Oh, that happens all over the place.
Yeah, no.
Yep. Yeah, it does it on a lot of menus, yeah.
My God. Well, you live and learn. There we go. Today's tip of the day.
Well, I've just had a quick look at the 2018 Mac Mini and the SSD soldered to the logic board with the RAM is still removable. So,
the RAM's a good thing, though. If I can do it.
Yeah.
Because that saves me a fortune on bullshit RAM.
I'm still not sure on the brand new one, but this is the 2018 one. That's the configuration, so I can.
Well, no, that's a big test because that saves me £1,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As soon as the teardowns come
that's a holy shit moment right there. Because if I can plug my own DDR4 in there instead of using Apple's, life just got gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely.
With an external GPU, mate.
Yeah.
Shading. I might be putting my current Mac Pro from $6,500 on the market for £25. Because that's probably
I'll give you 26 for it.
Sold. Sold. Yeah, no, Mac Mini's going to be around for at least another 2 years then, isn't it, with that upgrade?
Yeah.
Yep.
They might whack in a few extra things as well, but...
Yeah, now, I hope this is the new model for the Mac Mini and for some other products. They just spec bump it every now and then, like every year maybe, hopefully, and that's it. Like, we don't need anything else from the Mac Mini, to be honest.
No, I mean, I've still got one at home that just runs the media server, and the kids are going to use it for doing their homework on, I think, now, this week, so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't go on from the iPad without talking about the holy shit, Magic Keyboard, $350, boys, for a keyboard with a trackpad.
Mm-hmm.
Discuss.
Yeah, I mean, it is a nice keyboard, but...
Mate, you want it to do your nails while you're typing at $350.
Yeah, it's like, it's backlit and everything. How much is the Logitech one? It's probably half of that, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
My super expensive mechanical split keyboard cost $250, and that felt exorbitant to me. Mm-hmm. Paying for something with a low profile key that I have to assume is better than the butterfly keyboards. But if it has, is it the mushy keys?
It's the scissor ones, isn't it?
No, it's better than the current keys from the, like, or the old iPad keys, which were bad.
Those are awful.
Really mushy. Yeah. But yeah, it's not MacBook Pro level.
I'm not paying that kind of money for a keyboard I don't want to type on.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. Like, I don't get it.
Right, okay, because that's why Patrick's here, because he thinks it's gorgeous and it's worth every penny.
okay.
Magic Man saying, just like me, worth every penny. I don't know if he's taking the piss or not, because I wouldn't pay £350 for Magic Man. No. Shit, that came out loud, didn't it? Patrick, feel free to join us and type in what you think, because I know you're watching, mate. But $350 for a keyboard. I know it's got the trackpad in, and I know one of the cool things in it is that it liberates your USB-C port, doesn't it? Because it charges via the back connection on the iPad, so you then get two USB-C ports out of it as well as. So there's got to be some computing power within that and power requirement within it as well as. So there is a bit more wow to go with this, but not $350 a wow.
It's about 20 cents worth of electronics.
Yeah, but you've got to make it work, and you've got the form factor, and you know, it's I'm not going to dismiss it, because Patrick will get upset.
Yeah, I mean, Ampel's keyboards have been expensive, like, for a very long time. I mean, just look at Magic Keyboard, and Magic Keyboard 2, whatever. It's
Patrick is typing.
Good thing there are alternatives. Let's put it this way. Like, if it's worth it to you, I mean, more power to you, go buy it. Apple will be happy. There will be third-party solutions, hopefully. I mean, I'm pretty sure Bridge will do something. Logitech already announced theirs.
Yeah.
I hope there's more.
And if they replicate the functionality and the power requirements there for the USB-C, that's going to really kill the Apple keyboard, I would have said, apart from the people there. Patrick's put, there's a lot of power in there, and the hinge looks really, really good. Now, that does look good, because it's not resting on anything. It's a freestanding hinge. And I'll go with you there, Patrick. That is pretty damn good.
That is true.
Oh, you know what?
What?
They fixed the arrow key cluster on the new Magic Keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's back to the way it was on the old MacBook Air. Yeah.
It's back to the correct way, is what you mean.
Yeah, like it is on the MacBook Air. That is exactly the MacBook Air keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
As it is, as my old MacBook Air from 2014 is. And Patrick has said, okay, $350 might be a bit much, but it is still pretty cool. Okay, well, now we're in full agreement, mate.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we'll concede you that point, mate.
Yeah. No, the floating screen thing is really cool. That's the one thing I mean, I'm not going to spend $350 on that, but that's the one thing I kind of want, because the current, like, I have the old last year model. And that is really annoying that you only get two angles, basically. Two angles that never really fit right.
And neither one of them is ever correct.
I could say two angles, neither of the ones are alike. Batwench has moved to Lime Chat. So far, so good. It feels like a BBC bulletin board. And Joe says it's expensive, but look at it. Joe's already spending next month's income, by the look. He's looking forward to a significant surge in iMen Max businesses. Has anyone watched the Craig Ferengi video? Because I can't find it anywhere.
I saw it on Twitter, but I haven't had time to watch it.
Yeah, they've got like a little studio thing going on where it's looking onto the inside of the spaceship. Mm-hmm. Their offices do look nice, I have to say.
Yep.
On this this keyboard, the keyboards for iPad page on the Apple site, it has this augmented space reimagined image up on the iPad Pro. You seeing this? If you look just to the right of it, out of the corner of your eye, it absolutely looks like a penis enlargement ad.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hang on. So where am I going?
Go to apple.com/iPad-keyboards.
Just talk amongst yourselves, everyone. So which bit am I looking at now?
Oh yes.
there's an iPad in the top cluster that says Augmented Space Reimagined on a blue background. And it has two large pink objects floating there.
Oh, it does.
Yep, totally.
Are they not? Yeah. Are they red, white blood cells?
I just felt like I should point that out. It seemed important.
It doesn't get much better as you scroll down. It's not helping itself.
Well, let's forget the penis enlargement. It's a bit of a shit graphic. As is the eating green one.
Mm-hmm.
And the one on the other page is instantly forgettable as well, isn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Panel of architects. So that's an architect's thing. That's not like a wood white blood cell. That's supposedly architecture.
Gets better and better.
I know we've got an architect who listens to this, he'll be appalled by that, I think. You know you are if you're listening.
Oh dear.
Yeah, no, I just realised I didn't show a picture because I was too busy ogling it and thinking about penis enlargement. But there you go, that's the picture. Batwench wants to know how you know what penis enlargement ads look like. Every man does.
How have you never seen a penis enlargement ad?
Yes, I've watched it. It was good, says Bob Beach.
Penis enlargement ad?
I'm presuming no. I think he's referring back to Ferengi talking.
Oh, okay. I'll let go of the penis enlargement then.
They've done a good job with the... You know as well as I do that Ferengi's penis is probably massive. I mean, for a start, he's Craig, and for a second, he's skinny as well, so that helps. Clever auto-changing cursor depending on context, says Bob Beach.
Mm-hmm. It's an iOS 13.4 feature.
Joe's very kindly put the link to the video in the chat room. If you'd like to know where that link is, then go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, navigate to the 19th of March and go to 1649 and you will find Joe's link. Simple as that. It says 449 on there, so slight difference. There's a limit as well now. If you go out to the Far East, there's a purchase limit on the new iPad. For new iPad Pro and the new MacBook Air and iPhones in Asian countries, there is a limit of 2 11-inch iPad Pros, 2 12-inch iPad Pros per customer. So that's like about, what, $6,000 in one go?
Well, yeah. I mean, why they're doing it right now, right?
Well, probably
so basically
because
you can buy more iPads than toilet paper.
Yes.
Did you?
And actually, the iPads are probably cheaper than the toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah. Probably. Yeah.
£3.29 for four last night in the local supermarket. You thieving bastards. I just love the fact that everyone has taken all the eggs and gone back to their house, bought a load of bog roll, and the eggs are going to mean they're not going to shit for a week. That'll teach you, buggers. Hang on. Bob's doing a dual chat. He's replying in the Slack room. Someone asked me today about Slack room. They put a comment on the post and said, could we get in the Slack room? Send us an email to britishtechnetwork@gmail.com if you want to come in. But don't come in if you want to sit there and just kind of scowl in the background. We want people who are engaged. So the thing is, every few months, if you haven't said anything for a couple of months, I'll just kick you out. So if you want to come, that's fine. You're more than welcome. Just send an email in to britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. But if you want to sit and lurch there, you're gone. You're gone. I'm not having it. There's an update coming as well to Pages, Numbers and Keynote to take advantage of trackpad support in iPads as well as. Doesn't say what it's doing, but it is definitely doing it. And Apple have refreshed their silicon cases for iPhone. There you go, with summer colours, spring and summer colours. It's a collection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's the seasonal stuff that they do every now and then. That's kind of expected. That's the thing we were expecting, to be honest.
That's a nice green. I do like that kind of tealy type turquoisey green. That's really cool. Well, after that, not so keen on the blue. The blue looks like a council toilet.
I like the grapefruit.
Like, is that grapefruit? Is that said coral, but that's grapefruit. Too. Okay. Pink grapefruit.
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so.
I like that.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not horrible. Live with it. I'm just seeing. You can see how desperate we are to stay away from coronavirus.
No, I mean the updates for pages and like the what was called iWork once. Pages, keynotes, numbers.
Oh God! I was just sitting thinking. Well, it wasn't that long ago, and then I realized it was 12 years.
It was a long time ago.
iPad 08.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I wish they could do more. Like all they're doing right now is just adding trackpad support. I really wish they would do more. Like it has so much potential, and they're not doing anything with it. Like I don't think it has gotten a significant enough update in recent years, or at least nothing sticks to mind.
But is that kind of like there's a functionality there where you can get the trackpad support, so then we'll just leave it up to the developers to do the cool shit in their own apps?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think that's the idea. Like, I mean, it's kind of like every other input method. Like the developer has to take advantage of it. Like there's probably a base level thing that just works, and then anything cool you want to do with it, you just have to do it yourself.
Back when she's correcting me on my term for coral, yes, I did say it wasn't pink enough to be coral, but there we go. we have new MacBook Airs as well. There's a picture of one. Starting price of $999 for the 256 version compared with $1,099 for the 2019 base model. So that's a definite improvement in terms of price and functionality. Education pricing starting as low as $899.
Nice.
The butterfly keyboard gone. Replaced with the scissor keyboard. So yay!
And of course they didn't say that. They said it has a better keyboard, or like the new improved keyboard or something like that.
The old keyboard, aka the new improved keyboard.
3.8 gig, 10th gen i7 processor to 1.2 gigahertz. That's pretty damn pokey. And Intel Plus graphics. You could do 1080p video on this in a heartbeat. It won't be a problem at all.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And as I said, this is the most liked, most bought MacBook, I'm pretty sure. The most bought Mac at definitely. All, like any Mac.
Well, no, absolutely. I love my MacBook here, my little tiny letterbox one.
Best computer Apple ever made.
Yeah, no, easily.
Yep.
Batwench said they're hideous.
Not the MacBooks, the cases.
Oh, right, okay. Oh. See, we move at such a pace here. Keep up. MacBook Air, it does look rather nice and splendiferous.
Mm-hmm.
Education store starting at 8.9. Ellis is a student. I might get a new one. Starting at $999. Let's buy one, shall we? Let's spec it out to the hilt and see what we're going to get. So we're going to go with the big processor. Select. Here we go. And what other options we got? Oh, we can go up onto the i. That'd be good. Only 150 quid extra to go from the i5 to the i7. Still ramping out at 16 gig of RAM. That's quite interesting. Because there's still lots of people wanting 32, isn't there? 2 terabytes.
For this, I'm guessing this is an Intel processor limitation. Like Intel has certain limits for certain processors, unfortunately.
Yeah, so 1.2 gigahertz, 10th gen i7 at 3.8 with turbo boost, 16 gig of RAM, and 2 terabytes of storage is going to cost you £2,249. That's a pretty pokey machine, though.
I think it's still cheaper than the original MacBook Air.
I think so.
I think that was 2,500.
Yeah.
But also, that's within $200 of the Mac Mini you specced out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm getting pounds and dollars mixed up. I don't remember what the conversion was.
No, it's about right. Yeah. Yeah, it's a couple of hundred bucks. Yeah, go on. That's fine.
And that one had 64 gigabytes of RAM in it. Mm-hmm. Faster processor.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Smaller form factor.
More RAM.
battery.
And that's what your retina panel costs as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is the panel? Yeah, the panel's taking you over as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's still a pokey and fun machine.
I mean, sort of considering this is meant to be like the kind of portable out and about Mac. That's a very nice machine. And it's 16 gig of RAM, Core i7, 2 terabyte SSD. That's a really powerful, powerful machine. You know, and that, adding to that, it will have a very good battery life, as all theirs tend to. That's a really nice machine.
Yep.
I'm just going to go through the 16-inch. Oh, no, that goes up to 64 gig of RAM.
Yeah, that one starts at, 2500.
Yeah, no, but the AMD Radeon Pro in there.
You can get that up to about $6,000, I think.
Wow, up to eight terabytes of storage in the new...
oh, wow.
In the new, so I'll go on 2 terabytes. So a 16-inch MacBook Pro with all the gubbins in to the same level in terms of... I've gone for 64 gig of RAM, though, but if we put 16 in, that's 3,004. So you're 4,002 for a... And again, that's a machine that is well up there past my my Mac Pro as it currently stands at the moment.
Yeah, especially with the Core i9.
Yeah, and with the functionality that I've got there for transporting and that kind of stuff, then that's even bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Doesn't matter. You're going to be using an iPad for your only computer soon.
Apparently so.
Yes.
No, it'd be interesting. I really am interested to see what happens with me over the next couple of years, because at the moment my trash can's wearing away and doing an absolutely beautiful job, and I love it. It's fast, it's smooth, it's lovely. I have no need to swap it at all yet because it's not broken, and if it did break, I'd go to IMN Max, of course, but it's not. And that's going to be the interesting thing to see what happens when that starts to age and creak and groan a little bit, or it obsolescence from the OS.
And how old is that one? 5 years, 6 years?
5 years, yeah, 6 years.
5 years, yeah.
I would say with your machine, Ewan, the only way you would tend to need to buy a new one would be when Apple cut the OS off, because that's a plenty powerful machine. And I think it could last you a good few years to come. But it'll be when they cut that OS off on the top end that you might want to think about it. That's what I'd think anyway.
Or you start doing something that simply the new CPUs with more power would do faster for you, and it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I paid for the upgrade, I went from a MacBook Pro that I was using on the road as well as, and it was doing just fine. But then I realized, because one of the things I like doing when I go out and shoot a video, I'll bring all the video footage back and I'll sit for half a day and just chop it all up, and I'll name it and keyword it so I know what it is. And it serves me, you know, it goes on the price of that job anyway, because it's easier to build the film from it. But also that serves me for the future, because then if a customer rings up and says, oh, can I have a footage of a crane? I've just got to type the search term into the Finder and that's it. I'll just put it together and send it to them, and I don't charge them. So they're happy as Larry. But the one thing I did notice, that the MacBook Pro I was using compared to this when I was doing that chopping up process, when I went from the Pro to the Mac Pro, I literally halved my time in chopping that up. It was effortless. You just sit there and you command D, bang, it's gone. Command D, bang, it's gone. And it was just flying through it, absolutely flying through it. So, and it still does. It's really, really good. So, but there's a lot of people. I mean, James Records, I was only talking to James the other day. He's jumped a whole bag and bollocks into Windows. He's got the whole thing. He's not Apple'd up at all anymore, apart from his phone. So, have to see. When they port FCP to iPad Pro, that would be a game changer. I don't think they ever will. Correct, Ewan, says Joe. I don't know. Yes, thanks, man. I don't know what's correct.
Well done, Ewan, you are.
It's cool. Yeah, it's always nice to be loved. This podcast and all the others is brought to you by two sets of people who are absolutely fantastic to us. We rely on support from people. One of the things that we really do need from you guys is subscriptions, please. I know I say it a few weeks running now, but Kyle gets paid to do the new show for us. He doesn't take an awful lot of money. It just covers his costs. And he, every day, religiously powers out that podcast to you. So it hits you at the breakfast table, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. Ideal. If you'd like to keep that running, then you need to give a subscription. There's a few people who have given us bulk amounts, and that's lovely. Thank you ever so much. It means a world. But if you could, we don't want huge amounts of money off you, like hundreds of pounds. Just give us $5 a month. Just go and subscribe and give us $5 a month. And if everyone that listened to The Daily Show only gave us $5 a month, we could do this for a living. Simple as that. All of us could do this. And we'd have more shows. We'd have a Microsoft show. We'd have a help show again, which was brilliant. We'd have a raid show. We'd do loads more stuff if you just gave us $5. And if everyone who did this show gave us $5 each month, then that's not even the price of a coffee. And again, that lets us do so much more.
And then I'd get paid to be here?
You'd get paid to be here.
No way.
Yeah.
No. I'd put you in $5 for that.
There you go. Well, no. So no could you... Okay. So next week I'll give you $5 for coming on the show. Thank you. As long as you only appear once a month, we can afford you. So please support us that way. That'd be great. BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions. Give us a $5 subscription and it pays for all the stuff in the studio to keep running and it pays for Kyle to do the daily show. TSO hosts help us by giving us loads of server space. We've got a massive two massive servers with them that run the shows. One for the storage of the podcast and the other one for doing these live shows with. We've got a great time with them. They're absolutely superb. They pick up absolutely all the bandwidth costs as well, which we use a fair old bit of. And you can go back to the very first shows that we did on the network and listen to them. If you just keep clicking older shows, right the way back, you'll get the very first Mac show that ever was on the network with Don McAllister, Will Green, Dr. Happy Mac, Kyle, and myself. It was absolutely brilliant. Please support them. But the one thing that you've got to do is, if you want to buy stuff, that's great. BTN20 offer code, you get 20% off your basket. But all I want you to do is go out on the socials. Thanks at TSO Host for supporting at British Tech. Just keep pummeling away with that social media. The brand recognition means absolutely worlds to them. It's brilliant, brilliant PR for them. And of course, I'm and Max are here. They do repair of anything with an Apple logo on it. They do refurbished machines as well. If you want to get something that's a little bit more pokey than what you currently got and trade up, they'll help you out with that. Or if you just want to say, right, you know, I want it to get a bit more. I think we're going to have a chat with them about putting some little SSDs in the Mac Minis here because they run like crap off the spinning drives. But we just get a little 60 gigabyte SSD that just enough to run the OS and Skype. Then they would absolutely fly. And also data recovery as well. If you've lost anything, even on a Windows machine or on a phone or whatever, get in touch with them and they'll help you get that data back. Do we have a machine of the week? Now, you did say that you were on your oldest machine ever here today, didn't you?
I am on the oldest machine I've ever done a podcast on. So this machine is an early 2009 iMac. So not that this is deliberate at all, but it really does prove that your older tech still does have use. So
have you refurbished that one, dropped an SSD into it?
Yeah, a bit more RAM? This one I'm on is actually one we are selling. So, it's on for around £300. It's got an SSD standard. It still comes with a six-month warranty. Although our machine of the week, what I will say, is a very, very nice MacBook Pro we have in Retina Core i7. Really, really nice, very well-spec machine, perfect if you're working from home, as I know a lot of people are at the moment. So, nice. Yeah, really, really good stuff.
Okay. And what price is that?
That one is on, I believe, about £800.
Right, okay, so that's still a good price. Well done, mate. Nice stuff. Please support IMN Max as well. If you've got anything needs fixing, they will help you get it to them, they will fix it, and they will curry it back to you. Yep, and it's all in the price. And BTN listeners get 5% off as well. So all you got to do is mention BTN, 5% will come off your bill straight away. Simple as that. And they do look at, the thing that's nice is they're touchable, because this guy's on the show, I know where they live. So if you get any trouble, you tell me and I go around and see him. But you won't get any trouble. That's ridiculous.
No.
Won't happen. Six-month warranty as well, isn't there, with absolutely every refurbished machine?
Yeah, six-month warranty, no quibble as well. So say if you're based in, you know, if you're based in another country, you want to buy a Mac of us, we'll send it you. If something goes wrong, we'll get it back to you. So, you know, we really do like looking after people because you've put your trust in us. So, we want to repay that, definitely.
I've just noticed that the new Wirecast, that I've put the new version of Wirecast on 13.1, and I've just realized that all of the icons for your individual shots are all live. And that's, I'm just looking at this, why the bloody hell is it my CPU at 95%? Because it's driving these little frigging icons that keep stuttering. Right, time for the cool things. Start us off, Monsieur Brett.
Really? I go first?
Oh, well, we'll go with Patrice first if you want. Well, you're top left, mate. That's why. So.
It's a first again. Sound Source. I don't know. Has this one been picked before?
Oh, mate, you can't. You can't go wrong with picking Sound Source, mate. Go for it.
Okay. I bought it two versions ago before the price really increased, but then gladly paid for the upgrade. It gives you, instead of just a drop down that gives you your volume control basically and the ability to switch, you actually get a volume control for every possible output, and you can redirect one app to one output and another app to a different output, and then control volumes individually. And you can add audio unit effects to any of your output channels, or specifically you can add an audio unit effect to one app through one output channel and have another app going to the same output channel without the effects on it. So I use Isotope plugins to basically remaster the audio coming from Spotify before it hits my Rocket amps. It's amazing.
Yeah. You say Soundflower?
No.
All right. So one of the things that you can do with this is you can bounce audio through Soundflower, which is a virtual sound card as well. So you can get it into applications that won't normally take your onboard sound source.
And like I usually, if I'm running my audio out through my Scarlett Solo, which is connected to my in-studio monitors, then I can't use the keyboard volume control. Like it has no effect on that. But with Sound Source, I get it back.
Nice.
I couldn't operate a Mac that didn't have Sound Source on it. I freaking love it.
Same.
I love it. Would never, ever run a Mac without Sound Source on. Spot on, mate. Great pick. Love that one. Really, really cool. Hang on. What's happened there? Oh, that's all right. Okay. Just idiot at the controls. I got it. Patrice, your cool thing.
Yeah, my cool thing is also something a little bit more geeky. If you still have the need to attach an external hard drive or something that is NTFS formatted, so it's for Windows, basically, usually you have the issue that the Mac can read it, but can't write to it. I have no clue why Apple never implemented that, probably some license reason or whatever. But there are third-party solutions for it. And if you have Setapp, there is one in Setapp now that you can use. It's from iBoySoft, and it's iBoySoft NTFS for Mac. As I said, if you have Setapp, it's basically free. And I've used it. I rarely ever have an NTFS drive that I need to write to, but like at work, sometimes it happens. Someone comes around with a USB stick that, like USB key, that they have some document on and want me to look at. And this works. Like it's not very spectacular. It just works. It works well. It has a good manager for those drives, and like it's free for me since I already have set up.
Apparently. NTFS is a format owned by Apple, by Microsoft, and they've never released support for Mac.
Yeah, but as I said, like the Mac can read it. Read support, just not write support, which is really strange. But
it's entirely their fault. Has not released any support for it.
It's a great piece of software. It's good. It's one that I picked up when it went on to Setapp. I've used it probably almost every day since it came out. It's a really useful tool for us because obviously we do data recovery on any sort of drive, so really, really, really good.
Yeah, no, if you've got a Mac and you haven't got Setapp, you're a muppet for the amount.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Cool, great pick, mate. Like that a lot. Right then, Callum, what have you got, mate?
So just to keep the theme of people having games, I've been playing a game on my iPad this week. So this was a game that I played years and years ago. It was on Steam. I brought it, I downloaded it, and I played it to death. And I was scrolling through the just the game section a couple of weeks ago, and this popped up, and it was a game that I loved, and it's similar to the one you had the other week, where it's frustrating but very, very fun, and you want to go back and keep playing it, and there's loads and loads of different scenarios. So with, again, just trying to mention it in passing, with, you know, the potential of being working from home and whatnot, and, you know, potentially being isolated, I really like games like this where you want to keep trying, and they are kind of fairly long-winded and do have a bit of a story to them. So one that I've played for many hours previously and enjoyed. So
excellent,
yeah, mate. Really happy it's come to iOS. So
good stuff. Price, or was it free?
It is £10, but it's a lot of hours of fun as well. So, yeah,
cool, like that, well done. My cool thing is pretty simple. It is Sonic Racing on Apple Arcade. Now, I did mention the other week that I've gone and got Ellis's PS4 controller, a spare one that he had, started charging it up, and I'm using it now with my Mac Pro. And the amount of stuff that there is in Arcade, that it's made Arcade worthwhile again for me, because I was close to just ditching me membership for it, because it was pretty crap. And Sonic Racing has got all the beautiful elements of the stuff that you normally had, and all the stuff that the stuff that you get with Mario Kart, that's good fun as well. Works beautifully, absolutely flawlessly with a PS4 controller. It is absolutely stunning, and it's loads and loads of fun. So go get it. Sonic Racing as part of Apple Arcade. So if you're paying the $4.99 a month, it's free. Simple as that. Where can we get a hold of you, Brett?
I'm currently at brettterpstra.com and ttscoff on every social media.
Absolutely excellent to have you back, mate. It's been too long.
It has been. Nice to be here.
I know. It's really good, mate. Don't leave it so long before you come back and see your mum and dad again. Especially now you're stuck in the house. I'll wait. Patrice, where would you be?
Every week here on the Mac Show, and later today on the Big Show as well. And everything I do on thepatrice.com.
Excellent, mate. And Callum, where would you be, mate?
Get hold of us on all the usual socials. Drop us an email, give us a phone call. You can get me on Twitter at Callum as well. And I'm here probably every week now on the Mac Show as well.
Maybe even in the studio again, because you'll be working from here.
Every chance, yeah.
could be. Tell that on to Mo. Tell him he's welcome. Have you noticed, boys, it's still light outside? Maybe not for you, Patrice. Oh, no, it's for you as well, Patrice.
It is.
Yeah. It's light outside. We finished the Mac Show, and it's still daylight in the UK. Yes. Not, I mean, obviously, it's in Minnesota, but...
it's pretty dark out there. But it's just clouds.
Yeah, just clouds.
It's actually noon.
My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You follow the network at British Tech. I'm on Instagram as 12 Space Media, if you want to watch the rubbish that's there as well as... I'm back with the photo show in about 40 minutes, and then we've got the Big Show at 8 p.m. It's a fun-packed time, so if you're listening to this, go and get all the shows, subscribe to them all, and have good fun. Have a really good weekend sitting in isolation. I think there's a few marriages that are going to be tested. There's either going to be lots of babies or lots of divorces in 9 months. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.